Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Time gets away from us. Chores get away from us. Bills get away from us. And suddenly, we're in survival mode at home rather than thrive mode. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. Author, blogger, and mom, Crystal Payne, joined us to offer organization and time management tips for life. Her book is Say Goodbye to Survival Mode, and she shares her own experiences of turning around her life and learning the blessings of order.
And it's amazing to me that even on those days when I feel like, you know, I've got so much to do today, I don't know that I have time to really sit down first thing and spend it in God's Word. But doing it, it's amazing how God will multiply the rest of my time. But on the days when I just kind of skip ahead to the next thing, it feels like the whole day is out of whack.
Right. One of the things that you write about is core competencies. What are those and how do people find those out for themselves?
Yeah, so I think it's really important that we focus on our core competencies. And these are the things that you are uniquely created to do and be and excel at. So much of the time we spend our time trying to do something that we're not good at, and that even if we invested a lot of time into, we would never be good at. For me, for instance, I've always wanted to be very domestically skilled. I've wanted to be able to be crafty and, you know, be able to sew and quilt and do all these, you know, decorating things. And it's just not my gift. But I spent years trying to be that because I'd see my friends who were like that and they could just, you know, redecorate this room or redo something. You know, they'd see something on Pinterest or online and they could just whip it out and do it. And I'd think, well, what is my problem? Why can't I do that? Well, I better go to classes and I better try. And I'd be so frustrated at myself because I couldn't seem to like make it happen. And I would feel like a failure. And I finally realized that is not an area that God has gifted me in. I can appreciate other people and that gift, but I don't have to feel like I've failed because I am not crafty and creative like that. And so to focus on the core competencies that God has given me and to develop those and to appreciate those and to realize that that is how I can best bless other people by focusing on those.
What if your core competencies don't really line up with the responsibilities that we have as wives or moms, like organizing schedules or managing a household? Some of these things have to be done, even though that's not our strength. How would you suggest people can get those duties completed without draining themselves?
Yes. Well, I am a big, big advocate of you need to have some kind of system. It doesn't need to be elaborate. Just something simple for your day-to-day things. And I talk about in my book, the chapter on managing your home front, I talk about how to set up these systems, very simple systems, but how when you invest the time to set them up, then they just can run themselves. It becomes a habit. And so then you're not spending all this time being drained by your house that's chaotic and by your schedule that's all out of whack because you've set up this system